Turning our attention now to the latest drive, and this is a drive by Kerry Civil Defence. They're starting a recruitment campaign. With me in the line is Tom Brosnan, Civil Defence Officer for Kerry. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Thanks for coming to us. Tell us who you're looking for and what you're looking to do here.
Well, we're looking for anyone that has spare time and to give them a challenge in joining a voluntary agency that support the emergency services. That would include the local authority for during severe weather, or we'd say the HSE and the Gardaí, and just to train people up in life-saving skills. And if they have spare time, that's what we'd need in a voluntary organisation like ourselves. People, after coming out of COVID, they might have things to do or want to challenge themselves, and there's no better activity, I think, than a civil defence organisation that can give variation of different activities.
Sure.
It varies from the young people from, we'll say, 18 over to, you know, the 30s and 40s, right up to the mature volunteer as well, like, you know. So okay. There's jobs for everyone.
What do people do? What they're supposed to, for people who don't know, they'd be aware of civil defence, they'd see them at various events. But what do civil defence officers do? What are they involved in commonly if they do become volunteers and get trained up?
Yeah, I suppose to break it down, like when you come into the organisation, your first year really is on probation. It mightn't suit you or it might suit you. So you do your basic first aid courses, you have your patient manual handling, you have your manual handling, communications using the radios, and then you go into the induction side of the house that tells you and explains everything. So it gives you an insight to the variations of all the different activities. Like, say, if you into communications, you could go into the radio side, or you could go into the drones. So the variations are huge and various. We have our own driving school inside in the organisation. You can challenge yourself to the firefighting skills. You will also have the first aid side of the house, the ambulances, the bike unit. We have our boats, welfare for evacuation, feeding our personnel on the ground. So it's a huge variation, and it's a national organisation as well.
But and you will learn life skills, serious skills, if you do volunteer.
Oh, you do, yeah. You start coming in when you start up. First is roughly 2 hours a night, one night a week. So we usually start off with the defibrillator and the AED. So that to me would be the first things you'll be introduced in life-saving skills. But the variations then in, we'll say, swift water rescue with our boat unit. As I said, in the severe weather, when you go out and about on call-outs for the local authority, you'll have highly trained people to be able to respond to those call-outs.
Okay, brilliant stuff. So listen, it's tomorrow night is the open night in Killarney Fire Station.
That's right, yeah. So we're inviting people to come down along, even if you're not sure, or you just to see what it's about. If you're curious and you had the intention of joining, this is now the opportunity to join. So we're 7 o'clock at the fire station in Killarney. All are welcome. And we'll give you an introduction to the equipment as well. It'll be shown and displayed below as well. We have, you know, the variation of the Unimog, which was able to transfer people during flood water or snow and ice, and then you'd have the boats, and you'd have the drones and the ambulances and all the gear and equipment that we're trained upon, and respond to any emergency that is a backup to the county.
Again,
being a voluntary organisation, it's a great service support to the primary agencies in the county.
Yeah.
And we are a coastal, and we do get the bad weather, and we do get the
calls. We do, yeah. You've been called out an awful lot over the last number of years, Tom, I know that, and called out probably more often than you've ever been called out before. You're part of the emergency action plan infrastructure, a very important part of a county's defences against these sort of emergencies.
Yeah, it never stops. And like, you know, just after coming out of COVID now as well. And we were very busy during that as well, like, you know, and like every part of society, like we were, I suppose, hit badly by it as well, like, you know, because we had a lot of volunteers that had vulnerable people at home, and, you know, they had to look after them as well. And we had to respond, in, you know, in all different variations with COVID test centres and the sampling centre and all of that. And then when we came out of that, then we had the Ukrainian crisis setting up the rest centres. So it varies. It changes dramatically nearly every year. So we have to be trained and be able to respond to all of these emergencies.
Yeah, certainly. Okay, Tom, listen, thanks very much for outlining it for us, and and good luck with the recruitment campaign. That's Tom Brosnan there of Civil Defence in Kerry. Civil Defence, kerrycivildefence.ie is the website to go. They've got Facebook and Instagram social media line channels as well. Tomorrow, Thursday, 6th of October, 7 p.m, Killarney Fire Station, just on the bypass road there. An open recruitment night aimed at anyone thinking of becoming a member, as well as for anyone who may just want to see their equipment. All welcome. You have to be over 18 to volunteer.